AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Beko.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Some 16,000 American citizens are believed to be living and working in Sudan. And after some 2 weeks of fighting that has killed hundreds of people there, now about 400 of those Americans have started the trip home in a convoy of buses. CBS's Christopher Cruz has more from Washington.
A deadly conflict between two feuding Sudanese generals that began 2 weeks ago has caused foreigners to flee the country. The convoy carrying the Americans is under tight security and is reportedly being tracked by armed American drones. The buses are headed to Port Sudan, about 500 miles away, where they're expected to arrive Saturday morning and be greeted by American officials. From there, the Americans will travel to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia by boat.
There's a new case of a possible conflict of interest within the Supreme Court. Insider.com says it comes from a whistleblower complaint about commission fees paid by top law firms to the wife of Chief Justice John Roberts. That report says lawyers for one of those firms paid Jane Roberts hundreds of thousands of dollars, then argued a case before the high court. No comment yet from the Chief Justice or his wife. East and Central Texas are bracing for another hit from Mother Nature tonight, with more severe storms on the way. KTVT's Jason Allen is in Alvarado, about 40 miles south of Dallas.
A spotty rain that has been falling so far, getting a little bit heavier in the last couple minutes since we went on air. No gusty winds to speak of, but we can see storms lined up back here in the direction to our south, and also can tell on radar that there are more storms now starting to get up to the north.
Investigators are trying to find out why a pair of military helicopters collided as they returned from a training mission last night in Alaska. Three soldiers were killed. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon.
The lone survivor of Thursday's crash is said to be in stable condition and may be able to tell investigators what went wrong. The two Apache helicopters were returning from gunnery practice to their base near Fairbanks, Alaska, when they collided in midair.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis has signed four gun control bills. One raises the legal age for buying a firearm to 21. Another institutes a three-day waiting period for purchases.
Because Coloradans deserve to be safe in our communities, in our schools, in our grocery stores, nightclubs, everywhere in between.
A new Fed report on the Silicon Valley Bank collapse says there were a lot of factors that caused the failure. CBS's Jason Brooks.
It says the 17th biggest bank in the U.S. collapsed from three primary factors: bank management making textbook failures in managing interest rate risk, the failure of Federal Reserve regulators in understanding the depth of SVB's problems, and being too slow to react.
The Dow closed up 272. This is CBS News.
Clean dishes, clean planet. Save $200 in gift card rebates on eligible Beko dishwashers. Visit Beko.com/US-EN for
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A former Wisconsin prosecutor is found guilty of making sex tapes with women without their knowing. One-time Burnett County Assistant D.A. Daniel Steffen is convicted on three charges. One of the victims was a woman he was prosecuting at the time. Steffen could go to prison for 10 years. Communities around Wisconsin could see their shared revenue go up by 10%. That's under a new plan unveiled by Republican lawmakers. Emily McFarland is the mayor of Watertown. She says they could use the boost.
One that I will never forget is the year that we considered shutting off every other streetlight in the city of Watertown to save $250,000.
There'll be more details next week. In sports, Iowa linebacker Lucas Van Ness is the Packers' first pick in the NFL draft. The Brewers host the Angels tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. for a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Embroidery Professionals Plus, how may I help you?
I've been tasked with getting some printed t-shirts for an event that is coming. Is that something that you do?
Absolutely. Did you know what kind of tee you wanted?
I do, but my question is, do you have any minimums?
Nope, we don't have minimums, and it sounded like it might qualify for a bulk order discount. To get started, email...
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to supply your event with printed tees, too. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus, apparel you love, service you crave. Oh, yeah, and home of the Wisconsin Tailgater hoodie.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Civic Media Network. It's outside the Pizza Box. I'm Pizza Box Mike. I got Evo as my engineer and producer, so we should be all right. And that means you're tuned in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Mad Radio, downtown Madison. And anywhere else you're listening, if you're listening on Apple or Google Podcast. Well, finally, spring is here. But anyway, this was a week for me to, I don't know what, man, I just have not been able to get myself centered properly. And so I used nature again. First, I went and visited my friend, and so I had to drive down to the Mississippi. Yeah, and I got to see the flood. It wasn't as bad south where she's at, but Prairie du Chien and La Crosse were in pretty bad shape. And hopefully we won't have any big major downpours or any atmospheric rivers dumping onto a flooded river, right? But I spent a lot of time on the Yahara River south of Madison. Stoughton, basically. And I'll tell you what. Man, there was everything out. There wasn't too much for turtles because it was still a little chilly. But I was watching the ospreys fishing. And there's like two nests. One's the osprey nest and one's the eagle's nest. And you can tell them apart, trust me. When they start flying, the eagle's wings are just like more rounded on the end. And they don't elevate as fast as like the osprey, and they don't dive into the water like the osprey. But, you know, there's a lot of differences between them. But they share the same ecosystem. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, man, this is beautiful. I can't believe the city has decided to take the city dam out so some clown can have this whitewater kayak and park, you know, with little pools and everything. I mean, they got places for that. But right now, it's like perfect the way it should be. And that's because the water's high. So, you know, it's going to go down even further. It's not that deep. But I was walking across bridges and water was pretty clean one day. Not much for seaweed or algae floating through there. And I could just see all these bass and northern and minnows everywhere. And they were just sitting there. They weren't feeding or anything. I'm watching all the suckers trying to catch them, and hey, they're over here. Ah, well. Anyway. And then I had to hear Ron Johnson. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, climate change is great for Wisconsin, he says. You know, we won't have anybody, you know, we won't have as many people, you know, freezing.
I have that clip, man. It's pretty terrible.
Play it. I want people to hear that.
Yeah, just give me one sec.
Hey, no problem. Because my reaction to, you know, first of all, when he said that, you know, not as many people freeze because of the cold. Ron Johnson doesn't give a damn how many people freeze in the cold in Wisconsin. Homeless people do that every year here. So if that's what he's talking about, no, the people with houses, Ron, they're used to, you know, how much time has this guy spent in this state, really?
And well, it's funny, all of a sudden, do you believe in climate change?
Well, yeah, you know, the best part was, no, if you got it set up, just go ahead, but he...
Yeah, I got it right here. Check it.
Yeah, this is just awful.
I actually found that chart of yours somewhat comforting for at least America. When you take a look at the mortality risk, again, these are all projections. I don't put any stock in them whatsoever. In terms of excess deaths, warming globe is actually beneficial. In my own state, your study shows that we'd have a reduction in mortality of somewhere between 54 and 56 people per, I guess it's 100,000. Why wouldn't we take comfort in that?
So thanks for the question, Senator Johnson. And what the work shows and the chart is that the effects of climate change are going to be very unequal. And
all right, that's good, because I got something to say to Ron Johnson. Whatever many people out of 100,000, those people are freezing because they're homeless, okay? And or they don't have heat. They've been shut off. They're poor. But Ron Johnson doesn't give a damn about those people. But he did say that, you know, in Wisconsin, you know, it'd be kind of great for Wisconsin, you know, but, you know, well, not so good for Africa. You know, because, you know, who gives a damn about people in Africa, right? That's basically what he said. He did. I'm like, wow, man, this guy's not human. And he's dumber than hell. And I just started thinking this spring... We got to spring into action, huh? Yeah, we need to throw out the old, because if we don't get something new pretty soon, all these younger people are going to suffer the consequences of it's not climate change. Okay, let's change the narrative. It's human activity destroying the ecosystem, and human behavior has elevated it to a level where it's just we're on fire. We're flooding. We're on fire. Look, I don't know how long it's going to take for people to understand, but Ron Johnson obviously wasn't in Wisconsin the 2 to 3 weeks prior to that statement, where we went from, you know, 28 to 80 and then back to 28 and floods and tornadoes and fires and blizzards and hailstorms in between. He's an idiot. I would suggest that he'd step down from his office because, you know, he can't even hang with fourth graders on any subject. And he's just, I mean, the kids would look at him like, this guy's crazy. This guy's, and he is, quite honestly. I don't know if he's that stupid, but he's crazy. Because we are at the throes right now. No, there's no reverse in this, people. Yeah, I guess we're going to get used to it pretty quick, right? Well, at least some of us will. But, you know, people in other countries, you know, who cares what happens to them? People on the coast, people in Florida. That's pretty hard for me to, you know. And I'm pretty sure we have to wait because Ron Johnson was just reelected into the Senate. But in Wisconsin, we're one of like 8 states that can recall our representatives in Washington. Now, that's pretty cool. And so far, the Republicans haven't been smart enough to, or sneaky enough, or whatever, to get that changed in this state. More about some of the state stuff that went on this week in our house in Wisconsin. But for Ron Johnson to be in office is just—it's almost like criminal, man. It's suicidal. It is. And the guy's an idiot on everything. Okay. You know, he's right along with that work to eat, you know, make people work to eat. It makes me sick that 85% of the people that said yes on that referendum didn't understand that the Republicans put that on there and worded it in a way to make you think that there's a whole bunch of people in this state that get to eat and get everything free, and you suckers are working and paying for it. The first thing I would say is switch places with those people that you think are getting everything. See how long you like staying there. Huh? I guarantee you it's not by choice. And, it, you know, you can always find a few examples of people that, well, you know, they just don't have the wherewithal to get up and do anything. And, they're going to sit around in their little, you know, single room apartment and eat fast food and food that's not good for them, watch cable TV, and they're not going to cost you a whole hell of a lot. But they're not going to have a quality of life either. But Ron Johnson doesn't care about that. Yeah, you know, it's time to get rid of the old and bring in the new. Okay, and it starts, by the way, 844-967-2789 if you want to participate. Everybody, by the way, I'm so proud of myself. I would like to mention that all those people that participated last week's show and called in and chose their prize of what Ed Schultz memorabilia they'd like. It's all at the UPS store. Got it there. They know who's supposed to get what. They're going to do all the wrapping and packing. And, you know, then they'll call me and say, well, before we do that, Mr. Dickman, you're going to have to pay for this. Well worth it to get that stuff out there. I mean, I've had this Ed Schultz stuff for like a long time. Right? But I'm pretty sure that going back to 2020, I was all set to launch a recall on Ron Johnson's ass. And I think we would have got him, right? And then you got to come up with a candidate that the people choose instead of, you know, the higher ups in the party that think they know this person should win again, over and over and over again. And what we need is progressives. And until we get progressives in office, we're going to continue to struggle with this, you know, Democrat-Republican war that just is not working out for most of us, I would say. I see we got a caller, but we're almost to the break, so we'll pick you up after the break. But anyway, I got to wait a year now because Ron Johnson was reelected. I'm almost positive. I'll check next week to make sure. With whatever, who's in charge of our elections now, it's no longer government accountability board, and then it's not this, and then the Republicans don't want this, the people they put on it, those people didn't help us overturn an election. After, you know, Scott Fitzgerald so nicely got us a Capitol room to organize, to come up with the fake electors, all these great leaders of the Republican Party in Wisconsin, these failures, right? I don't understand why Republicans... Look, I would challenge Republicans as well to participate and call this show and say, you know, don't you think it's time for something new in your party too? Because I'm just not feeling, you know, Biden versus Trump, the rematch. She's just not there, man. One of those things that should not be. And when we get back, we'll talk about more things that should not be.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversations because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Mad Radio, Madison's home for news talk radio.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Lows dip down to about 43 tonight. Under cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Highs around 51. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows around 38. Cloudy skies expected. Mixed precipitation possible at times Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
On disability. That's the Republicans. They're coming, man. Go for the weak ones first, man. Call them the herd. Man, Ron Johnson, Russian asshat, China businessman. Takes all his money and throws it in a family trust fund so he doesn't have to pay taxes. And by the time he gets at that money, the rest of us will be eating dirt anyway. Nobody, the taxes. Heck, they want to go to flat taxes. Hey, let's go to the air, man. I got James. What's happening, James?
Oh, Brian Johnson, I'm all down with a recall on him. As soon as you figure out when we can do it, tell me where to get a petition, and I'll push one around up here in Appleton.
Yeah, no, I'm done messing around. It's like, you know, here's the thing. They're like, Republicans are on the attack, you know, because of the debt ceiling. Well, you know, the debt ceiling, that's already done and gone. What are you talking about? They're arguing a budget debate on something that's already been, you know, allotted for and has to be paid for now.
You clowns already voted on that stuff and agreed to it.
Yeah.
Change your mind now.
Yeah. So anyway, I, you know, I'm always the one to, you know, like, look, I was a wrestler. And my brother was, you know, one of the finest wrestlers I ever, especially got to wrestle with, right, and practice with. And there's just no way to be sitting back on defense right now. You got to be aggressive, man. You got to go on the attack. And we have every right to do it because it's all... Roll the tape, Lindsey Graham. Did you see Trump beating the crap out of him while he's kissing his butt on another film? Oh, my God. It's just
times?
Awful. Yeah.
Now, what I wanted to get to is referendum questions. I have a simple rule with referendum questions. If I can't understand it when I quick read it in the booth, I don't care how good it might be, it gets a no.
Well, you know what? Yeah, if you don't know, exactly. But the thing is, most of the time, if you're doing your homework, or, you know, if you can get the news out there fast enough on Civic Media Network, what you're trying to do, you'll be able to see that, hey, this is what they're doing, right? And you can stop something like that from happening, but... No, these guys, they, you know, they're playing chess all the time, and the rest of us are just, like, trying to live our daily lives, man. They're coming up with ways. Now the Republicans want to squelch the young vote, especially the college vote again, because they're not getting their votes, so the best, and they say it out loud. We got to stop these college kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big meetings. We got to find a way to stop the college vote. what the heck? I thought that voting was one of those things that's in the Constitution as an inalienable right.
Exactly. And that's why we have to do, we have to get redistricting done no matter what happens, because the Republicans are going to try and do impeachments. They're going to try. And I'm ready to do recalls in Wisconsin as well. See, and there's cause for it, people. There is cause for it. There's no reason for anybody to say, oh, you know, we're always just doing it. No, you got to fight. You got to take it to them. If you're sitting on your heels, man, they're going to just keep shoving it down your throat. And then that's the problem. We got too many centrist Democrats that make it easy for Republicans to get away with the crap they get away with.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Hey, man, thanks for calling. Anything else?
No, that's about it. I'm in one of those packed blue districts, so I've got a Democratic representative at the State House now, and she's not doing much, but there's not a whole lot they can do as outnumbered as they are.
This is true, James, and I appreciate it. But, you know, I've got a state senator, Melissa Agard, who she's an aggressive progressive. Isn't that awesome? I mean, you can't just sit back. You have to feel this in your heart and soul, and you have to take it to the, you got to take it to the forefront. They're not going to make it easy for you. Of course you're outnumbered. Look what they did in Tennessee. Look what's happening all over in these red states where, you know, transgender representatives are being attacked, and they're just up there with their fist up in the air, ready to fight, and we're taking it to them. We outnumber these clowns. The problem is, there's just too many people that are willing to just sit back and watch all this stuff. Hey, let's go to Joanne in Madison.
Hey, great show. I'm just really twisted and turned about a particular question, and I figured I better call Mike and ask, okay? It's about space, okay? We've got a heavy-duty space race coming, and a lot of money's getting invested in this notion of us putting people on the moon and Mars and all of that. And I didn't realize how serious it was getting until I was doing a little research on it. And I used to be a big space fanatic and all that, and I'm just wondering, is this the right time to be doing the kind of exploration that is being projected here? And when I discuss this issue with my students, they say, well, if other countries are doing it, we have to do it. And I was thinking, that doesn't make any sense. If other countries are doing it, let them do it. You know, that's cool. If they want to put people on the other planets, that's good for us, you know, because it puts a person on the planet. So I don't understand this whole notion of a race against Russia and China, and even Japan's getting into it. So it's a lot of money, a lot of time and human effort that we need here. But on the other hand, it's the dream, and so I figured I better ask Mike before I start ruminating too much and making myself sick about this. What do you think?
Oh man, I'll tell you what. Environmentally, it's just insane. It totally is, okay? And then economically. So this is a bunch of billionaires taking the money they've siphoned off us for the last, well, how many years, but especially since COVID, right? Yeah, let's do some biblical stuff on them, Joanne. How about, you know, if God meant for me to fly, oh, he would have gave me wings. But, they don't leave me many choices, right, what to believe in. But I will say this. There is a scripture in there where it talks about, you know, man fleeing to try and save their souls, and they won't be able to. They can't escape it. Thanks, Joanne.
Oh, I got to look that up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. Army orders an aviation stand down after three soldiers are killed when two helicopters collide after a training mission in Alaska. The sole survivor is in the hospital. Severe weather in northern Texas. In Fort Worth, Jessica Martinez's children were outside when lightning struck.
They were running around playing, and it started to thunder and lightning, and out of nowhere, we just heard a big old pop sound.
The U.S. is evacuating several hundred Americans out of Sudan's battle-ravaged capital, Khartoum. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel.
This is a very fluid and dynamic situation. We cannot guarantee travelers' safety, nor can we guarantee how long these departure options will be available.
Russia launches airstrikes on Ukraine, killing at least 25 people. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
This is what happens. They go off course. They're notoriously unreliable. These are guided munitions, and they hit residential areas, and civilians pay the price.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. A bill allowing advanced practice nurses to work independently is before the state legislature. The Wisconsin Nursing Association says with doctor shortages in some parts of Wisconsin, advanced practice nurses can help provide access to quality health care. Governor Evers' budget proposal includes some restrictions, including requiring advanced practice nurses to work with doctors 2 more years before becoming independent. Concerns over children's use of the new Snapchat My AI chatbot, which can hold a human-like conversation that can't be deleted. My AI uses ChatGPT to respond within seconds, but the information isn't always accurate. Privacy's also a concern because while the chats disappear after 1 day, Snapchat keeps the data. Officials say talk to your kids so they understand how to use it safely. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gotta go to Devin LeMahieu for getting off my cloud, man. Because, you know, I mentioned last week the all 12 Republicans on the, yeah, you can call it the Joint Committee on Finance, but they used to call it the Joint Finance Committee, and I'm going to keep calling it that, right? Because I agree with that. And anyway, turning down the money to preserve that upper Mississippi watershed and Great Lakes and parts of these beautiful forests, and lie about why they're doing it, okay, saying, well, you know, the people up there, they deserve to have that in case they want, you know, future development, blah, 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 blah. You know, most of the people up there like what they're already allowed to use it for, and this group has agreed to continue with that, and that's like for hunting during hunting season and fishing during the seasons, you poachers, right? You know, hiking, and also those awful ATV vehicles that they let people use out there. But hey, you know, if that's what the people up there like and want to do, and they're not going to destroy everything in its path, fine. These guys want to do like what they did with the Manitouish Waters and the Uline family, right? This is selling off big chunks of the beautiful parts, the last bastions, you know, that need to be protected in our state. Because we can't reverse climate change, but we can reverse this crap the Republicans have been shoving down Wisconsin's throat since, you know, 2011, man. 2012. Scott Walker was talking again, too. But LeMahieu, you know, he's talking about flat taxes. You know, listen, we should just go to flat taxes, which really works out for wealthy people, okay? Because they're already, you know, they're just anything to flatten out their taxes, right? Again, pick on the poor people. But he's like, well, they do it in Illinois, to the south of us. Oh, Michigan. Well, I don't know where every state's. Iowa, Indiana. Okay, well, this is Wisconsin. You know, we're kind of like leaders, not followers. But might I point out something to you, dumbass, that's making a lot of the states to the north, Canada, to the south, Illinois, to the west, Minnesota, and to the east, Michigan, legalized marijuana. Well, you think that flat tax is working out really well. What about the taxes they're getting off the revenue they're making for legalized marijuana? Not to mention the moods in these states are much better than Wisconsin. Trust me, Indiana sucks. So does Iowa. So does Wisconsin. We're not free. We're not free to choose what we would like to do with our lives, right? You either drink or get off, right? Who wants to drink, man? More people die from that. It's poison, man. Devin LeMahieu, you need to get off my cloud, man. But anyway, so May Day is next week, right? Now, I hope some of you have the time to participate with some of the organizations like Voces de la Frontera. You know, a day without Latinos. And I know there's a big event in Milwaukee. I don't know if there's anything at the Capitol this year, which kind of saddens me because I was kind of getting used to that every year, watching all these families come up and then making sure the doors are open so they can come in and express themselves in their house, right? Because it's all our houses. People that pay taxes and don't get any benefits from it. That's who you want to go after? People that work the jobs that you wouldn't think of working? Yeah. Gotta love it, right? Who's next on the list? By the way, 844-967-2789, if you know of something that happened this week. I mean, I probably could talk about, let's talk about some more in Wisconsin, right? So I mentioned I went down to Cassville. I went through Potosi and I saw where the week before, we drove out onto this, like, it's like a landing and it's all gravel. And it's got like parts, the Mississippi bends around, you know, and there's marsh and all these birds. And I get halfway through and I'm like, oh, look at that. It's the driveway's covered up, man. So we had to back our way out of there. Go by this week and the road's gone, man. It's like actually underneath the train trestle tunnel where you drive underneath to go on that road. That part's underwater. I'm like, wow. And I started thinking, damn, you know, what would happen if one of these trains goes off? They got trains going by all the time. I'm always mentioning, you know, I like it here, but I just, you know, if a train did come off where you're living, honey, it's over, okay? You're like, you know, 20 yards from the tracks, and there's all these rail bombs, and I'll be goddamned if a train didn't derail in DeSoto, right? And I'm like, geez, I call her up and I tell her, yeah, man, just north of you, train derailed. Like, have you heard any trains going by? Oh, yeah. I mean, it didn't even really stop traffic as far as I could tell because there's like two sets of tracks. So, but I'm looking, how do they get that cleaned up? Oh, and it was carrying hazardous materials. People, I think it's about time that we regulate in this nation for our own safety, right? It seems like every train that's derailing is carrying hazardous materials. And I've always said, okay, it's kind of like pipelines going under lakes and rivers, okay? There's a reason why people fight that kind of thinking, that kind of ignorance. Time and time and time again, man's structures fail, right? And so where would you want them to fail than right in, like, you know, aquifers? We're already running out of clean water because we polluted so much. We've got to do something about our transport of hazardous materials and everything else. But, you know, everybody's jumping on Trump and saying, well, you know, he deregulated, and he probably did. Yes, he did deregulate. But the deregulation started in the 1980s, people. For your hero Ronald Reagan and the Democrats that voted for Reagan. See, that's why I don't really like, you know, when people try to identify themselves as a Democrat or a Republican, or someone can label themselves as a progressive or a liberal. Because if you're a progressive, and, you know, people don't like that I don't like the work that Tammy Baldwin's done. All right. But bringing F-35s to Madison, you know, warplanes to Madison. So we're all going to sleep better now? What, more deterrence? Because that works, right? You got a bunch of JAGs with their thumbs on nuclear weapons everywhere. Arming ourselves to the hilt is not going to, you know, these weapons should be illegal, man. They shouldn't, they should be illegal. They violate every human right that anyone's ever had, for all of us, even the guys that are, you know, playing with them. It's just kind of crazy, isn't it? Out with the old and in with the new before it's too late. There's so many reasons that I don't want it to be Joe Biden or Donald Trump. One being that I've already seen it, okay? I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, you know, this voting stuff, you know, ever since I turned age. I mean, 1980, man. And not a loyalist, right? Always, you know, voting for the lesser of two evils, or voting for a really good candidate that wins but can't make a difference because we don't have enough good legislators, good progressive legislators that are willing to stand up and break this train wreck that America's on. It's not the same one that Mornin' Joe talks about. See, you know, Mornin' Joe and Meek are just, you know, when you hear Mornin' Joe going, and the rest of us are going, man, that ain't funny, you know? Or if they're telling you that, you know, Joe Biden's doing a great job. Okay, he's doing a great job for you guys. Yeah, it's not enough to not be Trump or not be Republican. It's about, you know, geez, man, it's about critical thinking at a time where it's never been needed more. And we got more yahoos in our Congress from the Republicans than you could ever imagine, right? Unethical for Nikki Haley to come out and say, oh, I don't think Joe Biden, you know, could make it through his next term. And she may be right. But she's just taking that shot at him because she knows she isn't going to be the candidate running against him. And he may not make it to the next election. You know, I mean, these things happen. But that's not just Joe Biden. That's all of us, right? I don't have a problem with somebody being elderly if they're still able to function, you know, critical thinking. And Joe Biden apparently seems to still have some of that. But I got issues with, like, policy, like, you know, pipelines in Alaska that, you know, your buddy Joe Manchin there in West Virginia, why aren't you pounding on him for, you know, giving coal a chance and not supporting your agenda, you know, build back better. Before we can build back better, we're going to have to tear down what made us worse. And that's you guys, man. We need progressives to come out of the Democratic Party and run. I don't care what it takes, because if it's going to be Biden and Trump, that's just not going to benefit my grandkids. I'm sorry. It's just not moving fast enough. And nobody likes them, huh? Yeah, neither one of them has an approval rating. We saw what happened before. You know, this happened with Hillary and Trump. And in that race, the people that were, you know, disliked Hillary more than Trump, they voted for Trump, you know. It wasn't Bernie people, you know, all jumping ship and tanking Hillary, like everybody tried to blame. Because, oh, you progressives ruined it. You ruined it. Well, you know, I've been around a while, too, and you guys ruin it for us every damn time. Every time. Then you get snotty about it, too, right? Blue no matter who, unless it's somebody like you, progressive. And then I hear people, you know, no, I don't want Bernie Sanders to run for president because he doesn't want to run. He says he's not going to challenge Joe. And I think he's considering his age and everything when he's making these decisions at this point. He gave it his all for two times, right? It would have worked out for America if it happened. Trust me. It would have worked a lot better than where we are right now. If you don't believe me, then just quit whining away about the way it is today then, right? Because, you know, Trump and Biden have made your lives so much better, all of you. Look, I'm watching. Okay, so Dianne Feinstein, she can't make it to work, man. She can't make it to work. Mitch McConnell came back. I saw him. Ooh, really not looking too good, Mitch. Not sounding good either. And then I see Biden with his wife coming across the grass out of the helicopter. And I'm telling you, man, he's got to lift his knees up because he's concentrating on not tripping on the damn grass. Now, that is too old to be the damn president in my book. That's just me, man. But, you know, I could be wrong, right? And I should, like, really get involved in politics. And when I turn 80, I should run for president. I don't think you need to be old to be the president. I don't think you need to be old to be a representative. If you don't have wisdom and you don't have moral ethics and morals. Nikki Haley suggests we should have, you know, mental acuity. Yeah, I got one for you, Nikki. Why don't we have them for, like, ethics and morals, too, while we're at it? See how you do on your test. Yeah? Blood on the tracks, baby. Train tracks all over and trails everywhere from this crowd in D.C., man. Who's going to run against Trump? Who's going to run against Trump? Really? You guys are nuts. You wonder why I was out there with the loons and stuff. They make a lot more sense than I'm watching on my TV every single day.
Woman-owned business, World Community Exchange is all about bringing makers and sellers together to share skills, knowledge, and passion for handmade goods. Join our maker team today and start selling your products free of charge to a global audience. Visit worldcommunityexchange.com to learn more and become part of our community. World Community Exchange, dignified exchange, fair and rise.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Overcast tonight with lows around 43. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. 38. Cloudy skies. Chance for mixed precipitation Sunday and Monday. Mid-40s Sunday. Upper 40s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You should let them pass that bill. See how far things go in America. Huh? Yeah, they just cut off four people. No, they're not going after your Social Security and Medicare. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. When they tell you that it's going to dry up by 2033 and 2035, that means they're not going to fund it anymore. So, yeah, they're trying to kill it. Okay? They're not going to tax rich people. God, that makes me mad. You know that? Kevin McCarthy. And did you see how happy those clowns are? Oh, look what we did. Look what we did. We hammered poor people again. We took away people's rights. We're just putting it to them, right? It ain't going nowhere, man. It ain't going nowhere. And if these guys crash the country, I don't know if that's a good idea right about now. Just not a good idea. Debt limit. Look, I don't know where you guys come up with this debt limit stuff like it's some kind of issue. For me, I'm living small, man. I'm not the one that has the exorbitant salary and benefits and, you know, lobbyists in my ass and everywhere else. No, it ain't happening. Ugh, gotta go to Rico. Rico and Rock County, you got in a flood there yet?
No, not yet, man. I'm right on the river, too. Hey, did you hear our boy CJ? He has finally jumped off of that Trump train, and he climbed right onto the Nikki Haley bus.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I guess like bees to honey or something like that. I don't know because, here's the thing. Most of the people like CJ, you know, and there's a reason why, you know, I'd been friends with him all these years. All those reasons would still stand. But I don't think he understands that he's really voting against what he believes in and what his best interests are. He doesn't understand, dude. There's just no way that he could when you watch what the Republicans in Wisconsin are willing to do to our environment.
Yeah, and
kind of surprised he didn't. Look, hey, Rico, I'm surprised he didn't call and try and win a polo shirt last week when I was giving away, you know, Ed Schultz polo shirts.
I wanted to, but I was in my truck listening to you, and I don't try to call when I'm driving. I was doing some things and stuff. I wanted to. Hey, I'd love a shirt, but anyway, I didn't call for that reason.
I got one for you.
Can I say something, Mike? I say something? I want to say something about earlier. This whole recall thing. Oh my gosh, loving every minute of that, bro. I'll tell you what, that's what we've needed for a long time. And anybody out there in the listening land that wants to know the reason is simple. Treason. It's simple. It's treason. Anybody that betrays his oath and, you know, disrespects the Constitution and tries to subvert the free will of we the people. I mean, come on. I don't even know how he ran, you know.
Yeah, going to Russia on the 4th of July, you know, I don't know how Republicans vote for that. Uh-huh. Really, I don't. But, yeah, it's a kind of a sad thing, but I think I got to wait a year, which means that the first chance we get to read. But I'll find out because, you know, if it's on, if we could do it before then, it's on this summer. I don't care. I don't work for any party. I'm not part of their strategy team. What I am is someone that knows when it's time to do something and it's right, you do it. Because not to do it, it is to just concede to the everything wrong. And I just can't do that.
Amen. Amen, brother. You said it.
All right. Cool.
That's
man.
All I got to say tonight.
All right.
I'll
thanks.
Let somebody else talk.
Hey, nobody else calling, but you know what? Hey, we'll work it out. I got like, I got too many of these like really big shirts. So I don't know how big you are, Rico, but if you're a big guy, I got like, you know, these, what are they, two extra large? There's a lot of extra large and two extra large. And so, yeah, eventually we'll get another chance to do that. But with May coming on, man, that's my birthday month. And it's going to be a hard time this year without my mom, because it's like, it'll be, you know, the Saturday, 62 years to the day that I was born on, right before Mother's Day, right? And it just will be weird, but I'm getting stronger from it because, you know, I do talk to my mom like probably almost like every hour. So it's going to be okay. But what I know I need to do after the first week of May is to start riling up at the Capitol and start putting signs up around the rotunda and start filming these guys when they're walking through with their lobbyist buddies and just get people involved and aware of what's going on. Man, you know, I'll make fools of you guys. I will. Because, you know, the funny part is they think that it bothers me to go make a fool of myself. Oh, come on now. You don't know me that well. Well, some of you do, right? And you know that I don't, it's not about me. You know, you can turn it around and try and make it about me. But the fact that I intimidate you people, some of you. And I did go in there this week and I was talking to some people and not too many people in suits seem to be too worried about, you know, climate change, derailed trains, any of that stuff. So I gave out a wolf howl. Then I sat on a bench and just kind of waited. And that, sure enough, about 30 seconds later, comes one of the old Keystone cops looking around, wondering where that's coming from, you know. And it was somebody I don't know, so I didn't want to. I didn't want to make it a rough day for him on his first day with me. But it's like, you know, really? You guys think that a guy like me is gonna disrupt state business? One could only hope so. Seriously. Because most of the state's business has been monkey business against the people, man. It's absolute insanity. Taking away everything. You know, Wisconsin used to be one of the leaders in education, right? Always in the top five. Universities on down. And the Republicans were complaining about Wisconsin's public school system while it was in the top five, man. Yeah, there's something wrong with our school system. What was wrong with it was the fact that you guys were bleeding Milwaukee schools, right? And we all know what that's all about. You know, like Ron Johnson. You don't care about black people, man. Oh, yeah, I know a lot about you guys. I guess it's already time to end this week's show. Hey, thanks for listening to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, right? Outside the Pizza Box. It's part of the Civic Media Network, and we broadcast live out of the Solidarity Realty Studio. Thanks, Evo. I think we did all right.
Oh, we do it. We
yeah.
do it to it.
Yeah, I'll be fired up and ready to go next week. And then it's attacking everything wrong in Wisconsin. I'll get people fired up, and we'll make a difference this year.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.